Okay, I'm just walking back with Johnny Fox London from the Wimbledon Theatre, and we've seen the panto of the year, which is Cinderella with Sue Ellen, isn't it?
Linda Gray,
yes. John, actually, I quite enjoyed Cinderella this evening, but I think what I liked about it was that we had the heroine, is that right?
Yeah, the Prince Charming and Cinderella herself, yes.
Yeah, they were lovely. They could act, they could sing, and they could dance.
I think, actually, it's a very starry cast, but it's rather nice that neither Prince Charming nor Cinderella are from a soap opera or something like that. They really do come from musical theatre backgrounds. Yeah. Liam Doyle, who plays Prince Charming, has just been in Altar Boys and really has a great rock voice and a nice, warm personality.
Yeah, and they both have sort of gravitas, too, in the role, and they really did both roles quite well, I thought.
Yeah, they provide the kind of acting heart of the show, whereas everybody else is a turn. Yeah. But absolutely, one has to say, the very, very best of the pantomime turns is Tim Vine as Buttons. I mean, he is such a wonderful comedian, but also to work so well, both with the audience generally and specifically with the small children who come up on stage. I mean, he really is such a generous and clever performer.
Yes.
Can't fail to like him.
No.
I thought the Ugly Sisters were great, Matthew Kelly and his son, Matthew Rickson. We think this may be the only father and son Ugly Sister double act. But
we'll have to look that up.
Though. Open to being corrected.
Yes.
And what about
Sue Ellen?
Name of the title, Linda Gray, from the show Dallas in the 80s. It's doubtful how many of the audience would have known who she was, really.
Well, you knew who she was.
Well, I knew who she was, but then I'm not that much younger than she is. And I think you would have to be a grandparent of a typical 7 or 8 year old pantomime going child to have experience of Dallas the first time round.
That's giving away your age now, too, of course.
Well, it's giving away Linda Gray's age. She is over 70. And
she does quite a good job, then.
She does quite a good job. I have to say that, you know, of the many pantomimes I've really enjoyed at Wimbledon, I do think that Priscilla Presley was definitely had the star quality and really threw herself into the show.
Yes. Of course, though, that run does require a lot more of her, and
yes,
she's on the stage pretty much all the time, whereas I think Linda gets about 20 minutes, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's playing the fairy godmother, and she's not really got quite so much to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, she does it with good grace and charm, and she looks great for her age.
Yes.
And
I think the other thing, we probably say this every year, but, you know, the Wimbledon pantos are the ones to catch, aren't they, in London?
Oh, definitely. They don't spare the expense in the costumes on Sunday. You know, you have to think back to being, you know, if you're going to give a child its first experience of theatre, this is a marvellous way to do it, and especially in a production that doesn't stint.
And there's 3D film effects as well.
Oh, yes, that's extra.
Yes, but beware if you're an arachnophobe. I think we'll say no more. Okay. Over and out.